Domo arigato, mist. Oh.
It's not really recording. I mean, it is and it isn't.
Domo arigato, mister Roboto, domo. Domo, domo. Domo arigato, mister Roboto. Thank you very much, oh, mister Roboto, for doing the job. Nobody wants to. Thank you very much, oh, Mr. Roboto, for helping me escape where I needed to. Thank you.
Awesome.
I want to thank you.
It's totally staying in.
Please, no.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 47 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack and Sin. Sin, how are you doing this evening?
Quite good. Quite good. How about yourself, sir?
Pretty good. Now,
just pretty good?
Well, you weren't magical.
What about so, handsome good? I mean, I really wouldn't call a guy pretty, so what about handsome good?
Handsome good is an excellent answer. Hey, I want to bring on, introduce our guest real quick, and then we'll continue to shoot the breeze here. But we have Kingsley Mack's hot wife in the Discord is her gamer.
Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, underscore. Stacy. As I know her, how are you doing?
I am very entertained right now.
Right?
And yes, my gamer tag on the game is StarTN.
But that's right.
In the Discord, I am Kingsley Max _ hot wife.
So you have a three-way split personality.
Do I?
Blake Lively.
Sure. Yeah, let's go for that.
Yeah, if everyone hasn't listened to, Stacy's been a guest on the podcast before, so please go back and listen to that.
Really? Really?
Yes.
You don't need to go listen to that.
I haven't even listened
to that yet.
when the intro is in there with the singing.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that they were really legit recording when that happened, so there you have that.
And just so Disclaimer. You know, I'm going with the first take, not the second.
Oh. They were both really good, though, to be fair. They were good.
People will love this podcast because we haven't had so much happiness, excitement in a long time on our podcast. Because we are just buddy-duddies and our guests are boring. No, just kidding. We love all our previous guests. Anyone listening to this?
Okay, please don't offend your guests, please.
You're the best newest guest we've had on.
You are biased because you make out with me sometimes.
Truth.
Okay, you want to hear a funny story? I have to tell you this right now.
This podcast is now rated R.
No. This is totally fine. Yesterday, we were playing Scourge of the Past, and we were waiting for somebody to go get some stuff done. So we were waiting about 15 minutes or so, and like we're on the party, and I'm like, hey, Kingsley, do you want to make out with me? And he thought that we were talking about like the Guardian, so he like runs his Guardian up to me, and he's like, sure. I'm like, no, in real life, doofus. Like, I'm just in the next room. And it was really funny.
And it was like awkward for some of the people on the line because I think our average age in this raid was like younger than ever before. We had Skull Reaper. We had Tennyson in our, you know, my son Tennyson, also known as Marble Man. We had Wicket. I'm not going to mention everyone's ages, but like, I know we found out Wicket was a little younger. Soccer is not, you know, he's not like
basically our age, so we were playing like with people who are our kids' age, because Kingsley and I are a little bit, you know, not old, but we're like older than your normal gamers. So it was weird, because then we found out we were playing with like kids that were like our kids' age, and we were totally talking about making out and making them really uncomfortable.
I think you're right on the average. You and Sinner are the same age, I believe. I mean, that's like right on the average, I think. Once you get like my age and older, then it starts dropping off.
You're such an old man.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Yeah, I know, right? If I'm a boomer, then you guys are Gen X.
I am a Gen X. I still don't classify myself as millennial. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, but then you make yourself sound older because people think it's certain years.
You know, no, I had a 25-year-old. They were like legit surprised when I was like, I'm like, you know, 9 years older than you, 10 years older than you. And he was like, it was my trainer, actually. He's 25. And he was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? You don't act 24, 35. I'm like, yeah, obviously. Teenager. Yeah, nearly as cool.
We had fun in that raid last night. Soccer got anarchy. Congratulations.
Nice. GG to soccer on that one.
We had a few people. It was the first time, I believe. Stacy, Wicked. Soccer had passed it once before. But I was surprised. I thought he knew that raid a lot. I think he said he just did it once before, so we were kind of bringing him through. And then who else did we have? Oh, we had Wargiver, but he had to leave. And then Skull Reaper came in.
Marble and then Man. Tennyson. Tennyson, that was his first pass on that one, too.
Oh, but Sin, you had to work today, I assume?
Unfortunately. President's Day, holiday. I would normally have been off at 5 p.m. and been home much sooner. But I ended up working until 9, which ended up turning into 9:30.
So it was busy today?
Could have been busier, but not bad, not bad. We're on track to hit triple digits again in sales this month, so I cannot complain.
Okay. Congrats, that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish I had more time to play.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to work today, so all we've been doing the past 3 days is playing.
Yeah, we got Stacy's up to, I don't know if you want to tell your power level, but you were like, for not playing that much, you're already ready to do all the raids except for Garden of Salvation, and you're getting even close to that one.
All right, kids, let's be completely honest. I work like 55 hours a week, and I don't play video games during the week, so I was like at what? 8:20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend I got up to just past 900 and still going up. And yeah, it's been a good Destiny weekend.
Yeah, it was really fun to have you in the Scourge raid. And then now we've been working on the new seasonal stuff, the Saint 14, like we opened the sundial and then, which was really weird. The first time we tried going in Sin, even though it was match made, it didn't match anyone to us. It brought us, me and Stacy, into the sundial, just the two of us, like chirp, chirp. I'm like, did we accidentally pick legend? No, we checked. It was normal sundial. Then we try again. This was yesterday. It's not like there shouldn't have been no one online. And it matched us with one other person. So there was only three of us in the sundial. Like, we got to have six. We're not going to, even on normal mode, it's going to be a bit difficult just to do it with three. So then after we did the raid last night, we're like, hey guys, you want to join us on sundial? And they said yeah. And even though it was a normal sundial, it was just nice to go in. There was actually five of us, I think. Marble Man logged off, and then we had one blueberry with us, but we finally got the sundial so Stacy could see that. And then we just been working
on more
bounties
today too.
Today we've been working on those Saint 14 bounties. Remember to open the missions for Saint 14. Oh, and I want to talk about what your opinion, Stacy, on. So we did, you know, the super easy Devil's Ruin exotic quest. I saw that pop up on our screen. I'm like, ooh, let's do this because this is real quick and easy. And yeah, what did you think about that? Was that?
It was totally fun. I had a good time trying to find all the robots, but the best part was when I jumped up on the cannon, not realizing that it was active and it was going to shoot me off of it. And that was really fun. I was like, hey, Kingsley, look where I'm at. And it was like, right as he saw me, I like died. It was like misadventure. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But you liked how that was a shorter quest, right?
Yeah, no, I liked it because I don't play very often. So it was fun to get an exotic quest done in like, you know, 10 minutes. It was really cool. Like, I didn't have to spend, you know, days trying to get something going. Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the conversation we've had on the podcast before, but I just kind of wanted to bring it up again. Like, I really do agree that it was cool they had that one short. I don't want them all short, and I know they won't be because they've continued to have longer ones even after that. But I think it's cool that they kind of mix it up and have some short exotic quests and some long exotic quests.
Definitely keeps things a little interesting when you don't have to grind your face off like we do right now with these Fractaline donations.
What have you been doing in the game? Have you been, even when you have or haven't been playing that often, but like, are you working on Fractaline or?
No, not really. Yesterday, we were doing some family time. By family time, I mean we watched Toy Story 4. So I broke out the laptop and controller and sat on the couch with the kids while they were watching, and I would kind of watch periodically. But I was playing comp on PC on Sunday. And, of course, doing the solo queue because I wasn't wearing a headset or anything. I was just kind of playing when I, like, could and then still try to listen to the movie. But it was awful. We had quite a few close games, but ended up losing a majority of them. So I didn't make my progress. I did not progress to the point where I didn't need to play comp anymore for Komodo. But I think I'm most of the way there. I don't know how many actual points you need for it. I think you need to get to what, Brave, is it? Glory rank?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's really the kills that probably take the longest.
Yeah, and I'm halfway done those because I took Arbalest in with me to comp and was working on them hand in hand. I figured that was the best way to do it if I had to suffer through it.
Yeah. All right, so you're working on that. How's your season pass going and all that other stuff?
Not quite to 100 yet. I'm at 75 or something like that.
So I'm like a little, I mean, like I'm about 90 or so. I don't know if you've tried working on, I know a lot of people know this, but I'll bring it up just in case. The Perfect Paradox bounties, you want to run those because they will give you a lot of XP.
Yeah, I have not done any of those. I haven't done even the farm for the time lost weapons.
Yeah. What's your season rank, Stace? What have you thinking about that since that's a new thing you haven't seen since you hopped back in the game?
Yeah, no, I think it's cool. I like being able to get, you know, the rewards, and it's fun to just, for me, like have a goal, you know. I think I'm at like 75% ish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Does that seem right?
Sure. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I could look it up, but.
Yeah. And then I was mentioning to Stacey about now how they do the seasons. You know, this has been a complaint for some people, actually, Stace. Like, people seem upset that activities are going away after each season. Now, it's not the raids, the strikes, the main campaign in Shadowkeep, Crucible, and anything like that, but it's these seasonal things like Sundial will go away, the Saint 14 obelisks, the missions that came with that, and of course the seasonal mods. You didn't even get to do the Vex Offensive last season because you didn't play that, but do you even feel like you're missing anything, or how do you feel about some of those things going away? Or would you rather they stay? Or are you okay?
I think it's cool that they have, I mean, it seems like each season they have, you know, like a Saint 14 type of mission that you guys that we can do. And then there's also the like the community activity, like the sundial.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think as long as they keep replacing those things with equally fun activities, and I don't feel like I'm missing out. But I mean, again, I haven't played in a long time until just this weekend, so I don't know. My opinion is a little bit biased, maybe.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. You know, you were asking me earlier, like, what about the weapons? I'm like, well, yeah, if you get the weapons, you get to keep them. But I guess some of the reason is people that don't get those weapons, then those weapons you can't get the next season. And they say they're going to bring them back at some point, but they haven't told us when. So I guess people could be missing out on weapons if they don't hop on every season.
Yeah, it could be a season or two before they actually come back out. So it's you can't bank on them coming out immediately next season. So if there is something you'd want now, definitely is the time to get it.
See, but I don't know. For someone who doesn't play that often, like, there's so many weapons and so many different things going on with weapons that I don't know. I mostly have legendaries. I don't really have that many exotics. So for someone who's just hopping in the game just for fun, just like not a completionist, just hanging out with you know, a clan and hanging out with Kingsley and doing stuff for fun, like, I'm not missing out on the weapons because I don't really know any different, you know? I guess if you're a completionist, you guys play as much as you guys do, that's more important. But for people like, you know, maybe 30% of the Destiny players who are just playing more casually, like, that's not a big deal.
Well, I think your point's actually very interesting. I think actually it would be the people in between your level, but maybe aren't as hardcore as me, as Sin, that would be hating missing it the most. Because if they're at your level, you say, well, you don't play enough to know or care like what those weapons are yet. Someone that maybe plays a little bit more or is like keeping up with it, but they don't maybe have a lot of time to play, they would probably be the ones that are like, oh, I don't have time to get everything I want. They know what they want. They're like, man, I'm busy this week, next week I'm going out of town, but I know a lot about what's going on and I just don't have time to do it. And it maybe makes those people mad. And then
that
for like the
sense.
People
yeah.
like me that play too much, like, well, I'm going to get them all anyways because I'm playing, you know. And I don't care if things go away because I want something new the next season. I mean, Reckoning is still around, but does anyone hop in Reckoning? Well, I guess people do if they're going after spare rations or, you know, something like that. But Reckoning, Escalation Protocol, they have their there are reasons to hop in every once in a while. Blind Well, probably not so much anymore. People hopping into that. Right.
Yeah, probably not. And I'm going to say EP is probably something that you and I need to jump in a little more, at least that once per week.
Yes.
Just for the catalyst on World Line Zero. And I know that swords are going to be changing a little bit here. When did they say that was going to drop? When are the sword changes actually drop?
That will be with the new season. And they talked about it in the last week's, this week at Bungie. I don't know that we mentioned it on the podcast. We don't have to go through all the details, but because a lot of people already kind of have read up on that. But that will be pretty interesting, those changes coming up.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that's going to change everything.
Yeah, we might have actually mentioned a little bit, but I'm looking forward to, because not being a speedrunner so much or hardcore person with the sword, I think the changes in general will get me to want to use a sword more, especially the better looping that's going to happen with just the light attacks and the being able to cleave better and guard without using ammo. It just uses your energy. So I'm looking forward to the changes. Speaking of things that are coming up in the news, I'm really excited about, let me pull this up, about what they announced with what's changing with the armor, the seasonal armor and the mods. And
About with the seasonal armor pieces now accepting the mods.
And and the affinities also. So one of the biggest things, I know you were even asking me, Stacey, like, oh yeah, all these mods and stuff. I'm like, don't even, like, that's the last thing you want to worry about. A lot of us that play hardcore even aren't worrying about it because such a low down on the list thing that changes every season. So we might get a build that we like, and then we can't even use that build next season because those mods go away.
Mm, yeah.
Unless you're playing the new raid and you tell me to add these mods in that give me more damage.
Exception. Yeah, because those weren't even, I guess, I didn't realize till afterwards, but those weren't really considered seasonal mods. They were Shadowkeep mods, so they go for the whole expansion. So that since the raid's not going away, they keep them going. But that point's valid that you can only apply those on that's the armor that came out that season, even though the mods have stuck around. So I'm pretty sure they'll let us put those on other armor pieces in the future too. But anyways, they said we've been receiving a lot of suggestions on how to improve seasonal mods. Starting next season, the seasonal armor mod socket will also be able to use mods released during the seasons before and after the armor piece was released. For example, armor with a mod socket from Season of Dawn can now equip Dawn mods, Undying mods from Season of Undying, and Redacted mods from Season of Redacted. So the mods are still, those seasonal mods are still going away each season, is right, Sin? But like when you get the new season's mods, you don't have to put it on just that season's armor. You can put it on other armor if you have your armor spec'd out how you like.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it's probably will be really confusing until we're actually in the trenches with it, but that's my understanding. It's, you know, and I was just listening to a podcast earlier today. The way they explained it is you have the Season of the Undying seasonal set can accept all the seasonal mods, not just that particular season's.
Correct. That's how I think I understand it too. Yeah. So that's good. And then even better. Yeah, go ahead.
Cease. I was just going to say, here's where I'm at is like, I mean, I was telling you about this earlier, but I feel like everything is just getting way too complicated. Like, I kind of miss the simplicity of D1 armor and D1 weapons, and I'm just going to leave it there. I'm sure most everybody disagrees with me.
No, actually, a lot of people agree. That it's a fine line. They want to add... Okay, when Destiny 2 first came out, the rumor was they had this directive from Activision, but they made the game a lot more basic than even Destiny 1, and they wanted to make it for everyone to play. And there was a lot of content at first, but it wasn't very deep. You couldn't, like, you didn't have random rolls. Just every weapon that came out was exactly how it was. So if you didn't like its specs, you couldn't make it any better. So the hardcore players, which Destiny has a lot of those, I would say it's a good percentage, enough that they realized they had to build more into the game to make it more MMO like Diablo or other games where you can just keep specking and building things.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've appeased a lot of the hardcore players. However, for the casual players, it seems more daunting. It seems more complicated, and they feel like there's stuff they have to worry about.
Yeah, there's a lot that, like, you're just telling me to ignore as we play. You're like telling me, you know, you're asking me what specs this one has or what that one has, but it's like, I don't know. It's an auto rifle. Like, I mean, that's just my casual gamer for Destiny. But yeah, it's like, wait, do I really have to worry about this or that? And it's just really complicated. And then it makes me not want to play as much because it's overwhelming.
I know. And I hate that when I see people get overwhelmed. Like, I'm not saying like ignore, like it's like a patronizing thing for people. I'm saying it like I wish that people could feel like just more at ease with the game. Like, you don't have to worry about putting these mods into your weapons. You can enjoy playing the game if you don't want to do that still. So I wish they maybe the game should be built in a way where you can turn on different modes, right? Like an easy mode, a normal mode, an advanced mode. And you just don't see those things if you're playing on easy mode. So you won't feel overwhelmed seeing all this extra crap.
Oh, that's a really interesting idea.
But people really can ignore some of these extra things and still have fun in the game. So I hope Bungie can keep the stuff in for the hardcore players, yet still make it appealing for the casual players.
But I think that your audience for this podcast is probably a majority people who are hardcore, because you're not going to be a casual player listening to a podcast.
Well, potentially, but I know we have all sorts of players that listen to the podcast. In fact, let us know in the Discord if you consider yourself. You can write in the podcast suggestion channel or wherever you want. If you consider yourself a casual gamer or hardcore gamer, I'd like to know, actually. And
so would I.
Yeah, and let us know. Again, this is kind of an overall question, but topics you want us to talk about. You know, we've been trying to have more main topics on the show. And if you want us to talk more about the mods, please know. I'll have to do more research, but you can do that. You can ask that question. Or if you want us to just talk about what can the casual gamers do in the game to have fun, we can talk about that too. Casual gamers should just raid with us, right, Sin? So we have fun that way.
Yeah, definitely love the filthy casuals.
Let's just do like the casual raids, though. Like, let's not try to go all hardcore. I don't know. I'm glad that we were able to do Scourge of Pass. This is my first time even going into that raid and my first completion, obviously. But it was fun because everybody was super chill. Yes. Like, I've been in other raids with you too, Kingsley, where like, it's super hardcore and I'm like, just, I feel like so much pressure to perform and I'm screwing up and everybody is frustrated and that's not fun. Like, that's one of the reasons why I stopped playing, is just because I was in some pretty intense raids for a long, you know, for, we were doing some crazy stuff there for a while. And then I was like, I gotta be done.
Yeah, I agree. I think we try to have that philosophy with our clan and our Discord also, even though we do have some pretty hardcore players in our group. And I pretend to be at times doing the raids with some guys, but we also want to be always open to people that haven't done the raids yet and they want to learn them. And our philosophy in the Guardian Hub is we like to have fun, but we're not, there's no requirements and we want to be chill. Kind of like what we talked about the previous week with GoHawks. If we were in LFG, our LFG would have the word chill over it 10 million times because we're not going to say must know what to do when people come into raids.
Speaking 100 of players,
must have Galahorn, must have Anarchy, must have Izanagi Catalyst, must have Mike, must have Bamboo Rum.
Sin must have that.
I did pour myself a little bit here while we're chatting. Not gonna lie.
So I poured Mike his first Corona. Yeah.
You gave him a virus? Shame on you.
Oh, I'm not that exciting. But speaking of, if anybody is interested in going back to some D1 chill raids, I mean, I know we tried that a few days ago and it didn't really work out. So write in the Discord if anybody would be interested, because let's just have like a classic raid night.
Yes, please. Yeah, there's been a little bit of interest floating around here and there. So let's get that going again, too, because they are a lot of fun. And also, like with the raids we're teaching people in D2, so a lot of the D1 raids are even easier to learn. It's not until you get to like maybe King's Fall and Wrath of the Machine a little bit that those you have to be a little more on your toes, even on normal mode. It's nothing extremely hard. But if you just want to really just dip your feet in Crota or Vault of the Glass, pretty easy to pull a grip through.
Here's an example. Like, I never got to run the sword in Crota because when we were all playing, it was like pretty intense, you know, because that was when D1 was a little bit more intense. And now that it's more chill, I want to learn how to run the sword in Crota. I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah, come on, people. Let's get a grip together so Stacy can run the sword. You know, Stacy, very good point you bring about. It's like, it doesn't have to be so intense all the time. Yeah. I remember when I was first learning Crota and a lot of the groups we were going in, and this was an old school thought, maybe like, yeah, hunters have a little more advantage than warlocks with how quickly and how they could jump in D1 and everything. But it was like, the warlocks do not run the sword because, I don't know what it was, because of the floof or something. It's like, you got to be a hunter if you're going to run the sword. And I always thought that was like annoying. Like, oh, you're the warlock, you go in the back and do self-res or whatever.
Or like, know? Yeah, I was the titan, so I always had to be in the back doing the bubble. But it's exactly. Like, come on, I want to learn how to do the sword. Like, just because I'm a titan doesn't mean, like, come on, people, don't discriminate.
Here's the thing. When I started doing the sword, I'm like, dude, this is easy. And so many of the groups I actually went into, I'm not trying to brag, but they were like impressed with how well, and this could go so many jokes about how well I ran the sword.
This is a rated PG
But, you know, it would be pretty easy to one phase it or two phase. Guys, a warlock can do the sword perfectly fine. So.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. He does run a really good sword, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, have we scared away sin?
Nah, I'm multitasking over here. I'm
actually doing bamboo.
No, I'm staring at tax information.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's lame. Yes. I'm watching a guy pass off Super Mario Brothers, the original, on NES in 18 minutes. It's on the Guinness Book of World Records.
See, I knew beforehand you would be watching some risque stuff on your phone.
Risque? Yeah. No, it's. I'll post the link. It's great. It's like, I'm blown away at his abilities.
Yeah, you should
talk about a hardcore gamer.
All right, we have Iron Banner coming next week. Who cares? Let's move on.
Sorry, PvP people.
I mean, honestly, even in the PvP community, people have been getting like, who cares about Iron Banner or upset with Iron Banner? Yeah, a little bit more. Some cool movies of the week, but I haven't looked at them, so I can't offer any comments on that. So Stacy and I hopped in the Crimson Days event for a little bit, and we got the matching sparrows.
Aww. No lovers left behind. It's our new motto.
So cute.
The SVC-12 and the IVC-10. Kind of stupid names.
Pretty adorable, though. Not going to lie.
Except I'll have to tell you that not the best sparrows for bringing into Scourge of the Past raid for the sparrow encounter.
I was going to say, how would that work out there?
Well, even just... The sparrows don't attach, as contrary to popular belief, but even just doing it by yourself, like, they're not very agile. So I just went back to my Bronco after a few tries.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to get on my Crimson Day grind here and get the Val finally and some of the other stuff there.
Well, you better get on that. As of when we're recording, you only have through tomorrow morning.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Aren't you supposed to be the expert here?
Oh, no,
I'm just here for oral support.
Oral support.
Yes.
Man,
Stacey, looks like your wife is distracted with the risque stuff again.
No, I'm here. I'm
posting links in the Discord.
But yes, I just posted that link. It's like, take 18 minutes and watch this video. Mind blown.
We got to look up how long Crimson Days is. While I bring up this other topic,
I'll look it up.
Fractaline donations. Okay, Sin, where did this word fractaline come from? Any idea why I was saying fractaline?
No. Why would somebody mispronounce it? It
must be some. Well, even they wrote that in the TWAB. Fractaline, FRONKTALINE. Must be some Zoomer thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's beyond me right now.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys want to know what level we're at? Oh, by the way, Stacy, I didn't mention this to you, but in the seasonal event, once you get all your obelisks level up, you get this currency called Fractaline, and you can donate it to the Tower Obelisk. And once everyone in the community donates a certain level, it'll open up some new thing that might be for next season or it might be for this season. Hmm. We're not sure. Anyways, the next goal is 6 billion, and right now the community. Is about, it's probably higher than this, but from the last recording, which I think are daily, 4.5 billion. So we're getting there.
That's awesome.
We'll probably 6 billion is the last part of the tier, right? Or is there
One more. Yeah. And we don't know what the last tier will be. Some think it'll be that 777 number that Bungie likes. Or they could double it and do like 12 billion or something, but...
they would only do that to drag it out to the end of the season is the only reason they would do that.
But here's the thing. Like, I was talking to someone about this. There's no way they can make it end exactly at the end of the season anyways, unless they're just going to like pull the wool over us and say like it's some high number and we either end it right before, but we don't know. So really we don't know until the next season starts, or we don't technically get to the number by the end of the season, but they tell us that we did. I mean, if they really want it to end with the beginning of the next season, it's almost like these numbers are just bogus, in my opinion. Because there's no way it can end exactly on that day.
Yeah, they would have to basically calculate the donations out to get it pretty close.
Yeah. I mean, the community would be a little upset. The idea is hopefully we get something ahead of time, maybe not even trials, but maybe some opening activity for trials. So let us just go hog wild at it and get it done like sometime next week or the week after so that we can have something in this season until the next season. But the next season is coming soon. We have 3 weeks left or something like that. It's not too much time.
Yeah, it is coming to a close quick.
So Crimson Days ends this week. So it's done tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
So can I just talk about one of my favorite things about game right now?
Yes.
99 red balloons.
While Sin needs to now panic and go into the game and get all his confectionery heart.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Hey, Sin, actually, if you do the Nightfall, two-man Nightfall, that gives us 75 right there. I think you only need, like, for the vow, only 75 to 100, so we could get it for you pretty quickly.
Okay. Anyways,
go ahead, Stace.
So jump in game right now, then. Let's go.
Do it. A few weeks ago, I went to the Bungie store, and I purchased, I pre-ordered the Guardians for Australia t-shirt. And that came with the emblem, Starlight, Starbright. And I have to say, it's my absolute favorite emblem ever.
It is a great emblem. And you said you're never going to take that off, right?
Nope. It's there forever. And I just like knowing that I am helping save koala bears in Australia.
Yeah.
So would it be safe to say that you're never going to give it up? Never going to let it down?
Why aren't you singing? Why are you having me sing? I don't get it.
Because I am not the next American Idol. If I actually sing, it'll make babies cry. I have a face for radio, but I cannot sing worth anything. It's just not
Oh
there.
My gosh.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, everybody probably heard me sing it by this point, and it's the only song I'll karaoke to be fair.
Well, we're probably going to have a shorter show this week. Anything else you want to talk about?
I was just going to say, I like it. And I think it's now, it might be too late to order for the
t-shirt.
But I think it's if anybody, week. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if anybody gets a chance, you should go do it because a portion of the proceeds will go to help the koalas in Australia who've been suffering from the massive wildfires. And that's something I'm very passionate about is helping support animals in need. And so I'm very proud that we were able to get this, and I'm like wearing my emblem with pride, and I will never take it off.
That's great. I agree. Nice.
So thanks,
good
Bungie.
Looking t-shirt too.
Yeah, I'm so excited to sport it. But yeah, thanks Bungie for helping the koalas, and thanks for always being awesome and charitable. That's really cool.
Oh yeah, actually it is. So by the time you hear this, it's probably too late, but
to apologize.
February 18th, which is tomorrow as of when we're recording this. So
sorry guys. So I guess it should have been on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I know several people have gotten it. I've seen people sporting that emblem. It is a nice one.
And definitely, hopefully, nobody has waited to the last minute from that 8:30 a.m. to reset, because they might have to roll back your account again. So you might have wanted to get it in just before then.
So, Stacey, the last two resets, the weeks, you know, Bungie start on Tuesday morning and go to the next Tuesday.
Yeah.
The last two Tuesdays, they've had bugs happen where when people first log in, they've had stuff missing, like their glimmer or materials or actual like stuff missing in the game. This has never happened before. And it started 2 weeks ago, and then it took about an hour for them to figure out what's going on. And then they actually shut down the game. Like no one was able to log in. Like that hasn't happened before. I mean, the game's been down for like unforeseen technical reasons, but this was like they flipped the switch to shut the game down.
Wow.
And it took them all day to figure it out, and they had to roll back to a backup from earlier on, which there was, it basically meant it was an hour and a half before of when they shut it down, when they figured out everything. So if anyone was playing that hour and a half, like between reset, just starting, anything you did in that period of time, you have lost. So it's not crazy. A huge population, but I'm sure there were some people that just happened to get like last steps on quests or whatever. They'd have to do those again. But for everyone else, it was just, we had to wait to log in until that evening. And then it was just status quo for us because everything was there because they just rolled it back from the morning before. And then again, this last Tuesday, it happened again.
Hmm.
Not as dramatic. They found out like a half an hour in this time. So it was only a half an hour period of time where people missed anything you were doing there. But even though stuff went missing for the half an hour, they were able to back that update too and get that stuff back. But they came out with a huge technical explanation of what happened. You know, if anyone wants to look that up, you can look that up on Bungie's website, and an apology and saying what they're going to do in game to make sure that doesn't happen again. It's just crazy though. Like nothing like that's happened yet, and why it's happening now, I don't know. So that's kind of the joke now. Next reset, like don't log in, right?
Gotcha. Right
when reset happens.
Oh, I hope somebody's head did not roll, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I am at work when they start playing, so I think I'm good.
All right, Sin, you should join on me. We can get this Nightfall going in a little bit, but we better close out the podcast.
PlayStation, right?
Yeah, PlayStation. I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm already on PlayStation. You got to do this quick because then I'm hopping back into play with Stacy, because Stacy is my Crimson Days lover for the video game right now. So until next week, and then we won't play anymore, right? No, just kidding.
Man.
No lover no left one. Behind, even when know, it's not her. Valentine's Day. Come on,
mother,
Kingsley.
Mother lover.
Yep. Get with it.
No
I'm
lover
just
left
sharing
behind.
You with Sin because he's one of my
Because he's
more
a pleb
favorite.
And needs help with the Nightfall.
Well, no, because I was going to say he's one of my more favorite humans.
Yes.
So. Yes.
You're
like
only saying that
humans.
Because we're chatting right now.
No, I'm for real. Like, you're nice to my husband, so I think you're pretty cool.
You don't
some...
see what I do to him in raids when he's
That's
just
right.
there and I knock
he's
him
had
off.
Some, he's had some Destiny friends who have not been as nice. So I'm a very loyal and protective person. I will kick their asses in game and outside of the game.
You yeah. got a knife and it is sharp.
So don't hurt him.
No, Sin never would. He's nice.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's one of my more favorite humans.
Well. Kingsley and Max, hot wife, we're so happy to have you on the podcast tonight.
You're very Stacey. Welcome.
Yes.
It's been great. It's been fun.
And
why
magical.
Don't you tell the people, if you want, again, your gamer tag, in case anyone wants to add you. Of course, you can make the final decision if you allow that or not, but we kind of go through contact.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people even give like Twitter or Instagram, whatever you want to feel like.
Yeah, on Discord, I am KingsleyMax_hotwife. On PS4, I'm Startien. That's StarrTien. And on Instagram, I am moco.the.bichon. That's my dog's Instagram, but I'll add you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Sin, where can people find you? And we don't have any reviews this week, by the way, so we can go on with our closing part.
You can find me all across the interweb running speedtest.net because everybody sounds like robots right now. Or you can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia, sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter @sin_media. Kingsley. Let's go ahead and knock out this fire team of two date that we got set up.
Yes.
Take us out.
You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, on Steam, on Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. And on Twitch, I'm also Kingsley Mac. It's just the Twitter that's MC Kingsley. And you can find our show at our website at theguardianhub.com. Everywhere you can find podcasts as The Guardian Hub, and also on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. Well, everyone, thanks for listening in. We please invite you to join our Discord if you haven't done so. We love to chat with people in there. And if you have any ideas, let us know what to talk about. But once again, thanks for tuning in this week. Have a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Hasta luego, muchachos.